Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The first of four public forums designed for citizens to get more information about mining is set for tonight at Nicolet College. Nine mining experts have been brought in to the sessions, including representatives of UW Extension, an engineering firm, workforce development, business, environmental groups, among others. The information sessions are sponsored by UW Extension and Oneida County Economic Development Corporation. Tonight's forum is at 7 p.m. at Nicolet College's Northwood Center. The second forum is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Nokomis Town Hall. The third session is set for 3 p.m. Thursday, October 18th at the Sugar Camp Town Hall. And the final session is Saturday, October 27th at the Minocqua Center in Minocqua. That time is 10:30 a.m. The forums are leading up to a vote November 6th requested by the Oneida County Board whether the county should consider opening county forest land to mining. And a former Oneida County Sheriff's Department candidate has decided to try again, this time as a write-in. Larry Mathine was one of three Republican candidates vying for the sheriff's job in August. He lost by 21 points to incumbent Sheriff Grady Hartman. He recently announced on his Facebook page that he would be running as a write-in candidate for the position. Since then, Mathine was investigated by the Vilas County Sheriff's Department for allegedly illegally signing a death certificate, but no charges were filed. Mathine resigned from his post as Oneida County Medical Examiner in late August. He and fellow Republican Greg Gardner were defeated in the August primary. Hartman is the only Republican on the sheriff's ballot. There are no Democrats running. Constitution Party candidate Tom Wakely is also on the ballot. Mathine has until just before the election to become a certified write-in candidate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is telling cranberry growers they won't be able to sell all of their product this year. There is too much supply and not enough demand, so industry observers had expected the government to make a move. This year's harvest just started and is expected to last about 3.5 weeks. The USDA will allow cranberry growers to sell 75% of their production on the market. The remainder will likely be used for animal feed. And the Wood County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent uptick in the number of scam calls circulating in central Wisconsin. Investigative Captain Quentin Ellis says the IRS scam seems to be one of the more popular ones.
People are receiving calls being threatened with a warrant if they don't pay off an outstanding debt by credit card. This is not how the IRS operates.
And he says discontinuing the call is the best advice you can give anyone who thinks they're being scammed.
Don't argue with people. Sometimes people will become combative, very rude, and even threatening during the phone conversations.
And he says it's not just the phone calls you have to look out for. The crooks are starting to turn to text messaging or email as well. Ellis says if you're questioning the authenticity of any call you've received from someone claiming to be from a business, you can always hang up or call a known number for them to verify what the scammers may have been trying to sell you. The Federal Trade Commission also has scam prevention materials available at their website. And the Outagamie County Highway Department wants to reduce the speed limit on Interstate 41 between Grand Chute and De Pere from 70 miles an hour to 55. Local officials point to around 900 accidents along that stretch of heavily traveled road over the last 2 years. A meeting was held Monday night to approve the drafting of a joint resolution calling for the change. The idea would need approval from the Outagamie County Board before the request would be forwarded to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And House Speaker Paul Ryan points out his Republican Party has cut taxes, bolstered defense spending, and is working on efforts to reduce opioid abuse and human trafficking. The Wisconsin Republican was making a case for voters to choose Republican candidates in next month's general election. And the weather forecast for this afternoon, there's a flood watch that's in effect for this afternoon all the way through Wednesday, with the high temperature today right around 53 degrees, but some of the showers and thunderstorms could produce heavy rain. Tonight, more rain. Rainfall amounts 1 to 2 inches possible tonight. And Wednesday, more rain. We could have another 0.5 to 0.75 inches. And then periods of showers Wednesday night, and then diminishing by Thursday, we're going to have a much colder period with highs in the 40s, lows right around freezing. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.